Today on Pilgrim Radio's His People, Lee Larson, on the reach of the ACTS 1-8 PAC program, which stands for Planned Acts of Christian Kindness.
Whatever you do it for free. You don't take the recognition because you share the card, which gives Jesus all the glory. And of course, why not do the invite? So you can use that concept in your own neighborhood.
Lee Larson, next. There are untold numbers of people in our communities and around the world who don't know the love of Jesus or the life-saving message of the gospel. The ACTS 1-8 ministry aims to equip Christians to evangelize their own communities through their PAC program, which stands for Planned Acts of Christian Kindness. Spencer Dahlke is with ministry coordinator Lee Larson.
Can you tell us a little bit about how long your ministry has been around? It sounds like maybe this is a church ministry sort of a thing.
It actually started, maybe not a coincidence, a God thing, that it started at Pilgrim Lutheran Church, and just so happens we're on Pilgrim Radio, but it's a Lutheran church that actually the president of ACTS 1-8 and myself are both members of and have been for at least 30-some years. But the concept was born there, so I wear two hats. I also head up the PAC program at Pilgrim, as well as the ministry coordinator here at ACTS 1-8. So we share a lot of the monthly events that we know are going to happen because I'm on that page at Pilgrim Church. That's how we coordinate getting the youth and the volunteers and the ideas. So we know every month when and where and what and all those details. But that is all included in the free program. We try to eliminate all the excuses, we like to say. We shouldn't need any, but all the excuses that Christians come up with why we can't share Christ with everyday people. It takes the barrier down of you're doing something for a donation. No, this flies in the face of that because you actually refuse any money. You're doing a practical act of kindness in the moment, that cold bottle of water on a hot 4th of July celebration downtown Green Bay here. It is gobbled up like gold, and yet you spent pennies on the water. If we throw it in a cooler, we pull a few wagons. What's critical with this is the Connect card. That's in the program, many different examples. You can come up with your own once you see the idea. But always Jesus first. It declares that whatever you did as your act of kindness, this all happened from Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit. Not from myself. I'm not going to take any credit. And not even from our church. Even though, why not give them the invite? So inside, you put your church information, and this so happens Pilgrim has got two sites, a full school. We had to go to a bifold card to get it all in, and then we just include a map even for the two sites on the back. But it always declares Jesus first and above all else. It reminds people of his grace. It's March. You got to change your clocks again. And that's a wonderful time to hand out 9-volt batteries for smoke detectors. It's a reminder that smoke detector can keep your life safe at home. And then you hand the card and you say, well, yeah, but Jesus would love to save your eternal life. The awesome thing is as much as you think you planned them, God takes over. And through everyday people, all of a sudden the transformation when they're handed that rose goes from smiles to tears in a heartbeat, followed by the pouring out of their heart. And you start realizing all the quirks that happened just before that. So Christ's love could be there at a time that only he knew was perfect. But I just caution, don't be afraid of that. You are the ears and the heart of the Lord at that moment. Just patiently listen. And if all you can get out at the end is, what's your names? Let me put you on the prayer chain at our church. Then so be it. But he will challenge you to be a better witness for Jesus. So just keep doing PAC. He keeps revealing himself. Really, once you get started, you'll tell yourself, gee, I wish I would have done this years ago. So I'm the cheerleader. I'm the poster child. I like to say it's outreach for dummies because it is that simple.
People look for community, and it's sad that our communities do seem to be falling apart, but it's good reminding, like, ultimately community is found in Christ and the unity that we share with him. For our listeners, if they can be a part of this program, how would they do that, and what should they expect?
Currently, we have PAC downloads in every state in the U.S., every province in Canada. So we've got the Western globe covered pretty good, but we're also throughout Africa and in Europe and even in some strange places, a few downloads in Russia and China. All you have to do is go to www.acts18, no semicolon on the internet. Otherwise, we are the acts18verse.org. Download the PAC program. It's a very short application to fill out, only because I just love to know where we are out there. That's really the only thing we use that for. Every month, we do a newsletter, Kindness Coach email, and in those are testimonies from all over the world, new PAC ideas, new card examples, tips. We just try to keep priming the pump to keep encouraging more and more Christians, planning those ideas and ready-made cards, again, to keep it simple. We never want a donation. Our PAC customers, which are now well into the thousands all over the world, we treasure them. They are our boots to take the PAC idea and bring it to life, sharing Christ, inviting people to church. They're our legs. So I deliberately say, yeah, you can see a donate button. That is for the people who realize the criticalness of Christians' need to love on everyday people, which now, even in America, are now in the 100 millions, with 50% of our population not knowing Jesus or certainly don't have a close relationship with him. And that's reflected in all the ills of what our society is experiencing. So this fills that gap. The Lord called us to do it for free. Again, not a stumbling block. We've been blessed because, yes, our president is still the one that calls all the donors behind the scenes. These are not doers, typically. They're just supporters. I get the message, get the ideas. They love it. They will support. But, you know, he prays with every one of them. It's a one-on-one call. Takes notes about what we prayed about last time. It's kind of unheard of in the nonprofit world. But that's behind the scenes. And also why we're humble, small yet, because, yeah, we give away our mainstay product. So we rely on our brothers and sisters in Christ, such as yourself and all your listeners out there, to spread the word. Take advantage of the free program, put it to use, and then tell others. And that's how our message has grown over the past 25 years.
Your ministry is about reaching out to our neighbors and showing them kindness. Do you think there is like a difficulty to even just like reaching out to our neighbors in our communities that this program facilitates?
You got the example of taking a youth group and we recommend you start near your church. But the whole idea of PAC is it's not the one-on-one door confrontation or that stress point. It's like the youth group would show up and shovel your walk, rake some leaves, clean up the debris, you know, depending on where you are. Inner city might have more of that issue than rural. But whatever you do it for free. You don't take the recognition because you share the card, which gives Jesus all the glory. And of course, why not do the invite? So you can use that concept in your own neighborhood that you're going to love on your neighbors because they're right in the local community. Wherever they shop, go to the park, get gas, you can go into those communities directly by doing service-oriented stuff and connect a link to Jesus and an invite to church. So you can hit them indirectly, even if you're still uncomfortable. Like, you know, we all struggle with, I'm not going to go knock on somebody's door and just openly start talking about Jesus. But when you wrap it in an act of kindness, you start talking about, well, why is it free? And why are you doing this? Well, who do you represent? The questions come because it's so uniquely refreshing and unusual in the world we live in today. All of a sudden, you're talking about everything that your church has got going on, whatever it might be. It's amazing, like this last event, there were so many young kids, and they were so young. Parents brought them just for the experience of that. And of course, the Rose one is so well received that, you know, people just flock to it.
As someone who's had this experience reaching out to neighbors, like I mentioned, we kind of, in a culture such as ours, where it's hard even to like knock on the people that live next door, you know, and talk to them, let alone tell them about like, Jesus loves you and you need him. Do you have any encouragement for how to be bold, crossing that gap and reconnecting with our neighbors, having wisdom and eyes to see how we can serve them?
Just in the approach, there's certainly many ideas in the program that would be those excuses to knock on your neighbor's door, even though we encourage more of the go out and love on a community level with a group of people is what I prefer. There is a personal side to PAC where there are really two programs at one, where we send out very specific literature if somebody indicates they're only interested in the personal side of PAC, still called PAC. It's just personal acts of Christian kindness. There's a whole long list of ideas that you can do on a one-on-one basis that whether you are doing it face-to-face or you're still shy enough, I want to love on my neighbors, but I want to do it one step. What comes to mind was the gal that just bought a bunch of Tide Pods and put two of them on every wash machine along with the pack card, and she left. But now for the struggling, I mean, if you look at who typically uses a laundromat, okay, well, you could be your neighbors, but typically people who don't have things at home or maybe live in apartments that, you know, it's hard to even get into those these days, and that might be your neighbors, then, okay, they go to the laundromat. Well, wow, I can do my laundry here free today. Well, the card. Well, no, Jesus left these for me. Again, you can love on your neighbor, not necessarily knocking on their door, which really stresses us all out, because unfortunately we don't know our neighbors, but you can do it in a group level, whether it's taking that youth group and go door to door, doing a project and going to the door is really after the fact, really just to deliver the card. And you can work with your neighbors. So you pick your own neighborhood to go shovel walks or raking leaves or cleaning up, whatever excuse the program provides to you, you can do it in your own neighborhood. And then once you've done that free act of kindness, that's what opens up the conversation that can lead to a deeper, do you have a church? Because, yeah, I'm guilty of the same thing. You know, do I go through my neighborhood just knocking on doors and say, hey, do you know Jesus? No, I find it difficult myself, but I can easily do it through a talking point or an example of why did you guys just all show up? This is awesome. I didn't invite. I didn't ask. I didn't request. You guys just showed up. Well, a lot of times that triggers on their side. Yeah, you realize this is what I was going through or what I'm experiencing. And then all of a sudden you're at an opportunity where Christ can influence their life, his timing, his message, his words for their life. Then it's an opportunity to actually share. And then we always encourage, have a few more materials with you for that rare case that it goes a little bit deeper, whether it's a troubled mom, a young mom struggling with kids or whatever the relationship, we're not there to question. We're there to show Christ's love. And hopefully the Holy Spirit guides their ways forward away from the temptations of Satan, whatever. But you do it in a soft, loving way that encourages them a deeper walk with the Lord. And that's why the invite is on the card. So they know this is a place specific with the address, the times of worship, that there is no question, I can go there to get more of this. If we just do it in God's name, you certainly can. But then they're left with the question, well, now I'm back home, and that could be a different state, different country for that matter. A lot of people come to Green Bay for Packers and, you know, whatever. I mean, so we're at the little advantage here where we have a very diverse group of people. And we can even joke and say we love on Bears fans, too. God loves Bears fans, too. But it teaches us, no, God's love is for all people, and he wants that closer walk. He wants that chance to protect us in our lives and yet let us thrive, bring life and bring life to the full. And all too often, we're so busy, we're cutting it all short of the true enjoyment at God's word that he wants for us. But that's a hard sell. So you start simple, just with your neighbors too, whether it's that excuse to take a group or to love on them as they might be at the local market, at the local laundromat, the gas station, where there you can plant the seed and it can lead to much more. But you're opening that door. You're using the excuse of probably a holiday. That's how our program is usually set up. But even tax day, we go to the post office, give away 3 postage stamps to everybody who comes along with our card and say, hey, this is enough to ease your tax day burden. 2 stamps for your state, 1 stamp for your federal form. And even though people are filing electronically, there's inevitably somebody walks up to that post office and says, hey, that's all I needed. Thank you. I said, the Lord provided. It's just amazing. We can be anywhere. No, you can't go to the federal post office, but we have tons of local branches. Ours here in Ashwaubenon or Green Bay area is in a strip mall. So we can stand out front. We even help people get the door and, you know, grab shopping carts at the store. You can be service even beyond the PAC event to help people and be that refreshing difference in our world. And it's Jesus that is really that difference.
My guest today is Lee Larson. He is the ministry coordinator for Acts 1-8 Ministry, sharing about the planned Acts of Christian Kindness program and about some of your experiences across the country and even across the world, apparently, from what you've told me. So the program that you guys run, you call it the Planned Acts of Christian Kindness Program, or PAC. Being from Green Bay, is there any connection to your football team up there?
The only connection, there really isn't. But for a while in our past, one of the programs we still do is providing water for those in need in Uganda, Africa. The story we learned, we networked with a ministry that was all about bringing that fresh water to a country that 20-some thousand kids died every year from contaminated water or dying getting the contaminated water, going through the jungle barefoot. Couldn't go to school because you spent half a day getting the water. That got you sick anyway. It was just a total tragedy that we learned about. We first started with building water towers. These would collect rainwater, but they were very fitting for these small villages, not anywhere near a larger city. For them, that was priceless, you know. So we got involved with building a tower. Well, Jeff, the president of Acts 1-8, came up with the idea, maybe we could do a program, tackle a tower. And sure enough, Ryan Pickett, years ago, used to be a defensive tackle for the Green Bay Packers. And he got him and his wife involved. And for every 10 tackles, he would donate enough money to build 2 towers. And then, of course, that was a get on the bandwagon. And it worked, because ever since then, that program runs all by itself. The money that comes in for that, people love it. It's putting a face with God's love. I use it as an example that dollars you could donate here is doing PAC because, okay, it's providing free, clean, fresh water to a community. And now we're doing wells. For the last 10 years, we've been drilling wells. They cost more money, but they are a lot more reliable than relying on rain. But every project gets a plaque dedicated to a scripture verse, to God, to Jesus. Yes, people can donate and maybe donate this water tower or wellhead to a family member, maybe a loved one that has passed. Sure, you can do that. But also we encourage, you know, scripture always goes with it. That way, that is a PAC event really done on a major scale, thousands of miles away, but it's still a free item from Jesus and not, you know, rich Americans or you got my leftovers, we're thinking about. No, Jesus is there on that wellhead, and it becomes a focal point for the local church and missionaries to see there. Look at this, came as a miracle, and it just changes the whole impact. So I use that as a mega example, but then I bring it back to, yeah, we've taken PAC on mission trips, disaster relief, 3 years running in New Orleans for Katrina. Our mission group went down there and everybody had cards. I then provided Camp Restore, which is still there, with cards of their own. Talk about Pilgrim Lutheran Church down there, or in Houston and a number of other places we've been, Minot, North Dakota, when we're serving the local church that put us up, that's still there, that the locals can go to find Jesus, to get close in this overwhelming disaster, he is there. He's the one that sent us. And so the cards are used by the help, but also I can leave them behind by the missionary, or in that case, Camp Restore, to give out with their new groups that follow us. Please take these cards, go out, or you can use these cards. Nothing is mandated. But if you want to put the arrow or the highlight on Jesus, you love doing the repair work, the mucking out, whatever. But I stumble with those words, leave the card. And eventually he's going to teach you that his timing is unbelievable, always perfect. So when you go to the person, even in Ladysmith, Wisconsin, here a couple of years ago, tornadoes ripped through and it looked like New Orleans. One person were mucking out a house, the next person, the house is gone. And you listen to their story about they were petrified. They were scared to death. They called 911. They were in the basement. No lights. Wind is ripping. They don't know what's happening above the roof, and praying to God about it. And then they call 911. The rescue fire trucks come out because they couldn't get out of the basement. And they said, well, where are you? And that was the same in New Orleans. People were trapped in their attics, buried underwater. So a lot of them didn't make it. Now, some, if you had an axe or a chainsaw, you cut a hole and you, hopefully the helicopters found you. But so many, the fire department was standing right in front of the street. And they said, where are you? Yeah, there's no house. Well, yeah, it was all buried in rubble. They were in the basement underneath. And stuff had fallen over the door. They couldn't even get it open. And if there's doubt, and certainly there's doubt, where is the Lord? Why did he let this happen? We live in that fallen world. But I could tell them with confidence, sharing the card is one thing, but hugged, shared tears, and said, if there's any doubt, no, he sent us. I've seen this repeatedly where his timing is perfect. So trust in that he is here for you. And that's the confidence. 25 years ago, I had never dreamt of doing any of this. But he slowly works on you and proves that he exists, proves that he wants to be there to help people through it all. So it just becomes second nature to say that and share it in even the most horrendous times that he is there for you. That's why I'm the poster child for this program, because of what it's done in my own life, but also what it's done for our church growth, the youth involvement, the men involvement. We got a great big men's group at our church, and we're always doing yard work, or we used to do roofs when a few of us were younger, for those in need. We'd actually use the donations. The opportunities abound, but start simple. Use some of the simpler ideas in the program. Get the youth involved. What they learn is priceless for the future. And even so many churches these days, outreach just isn't on the radar screen. So we're hoping to encourage even the ones that aren't focused on it, that everything you do should be focused on how can we invite the neighbors to be a part of that. And God takes it from there. You know, a lot of people, how can you afford to do this? And we just simply say, how can we afford not to do this? Just be smart. You don't want to foolishly spend money. And that's why the program encourages you to tap resources, your local community. Start within your congregation. You might have somebody there that manages a local Quick Trip or a Walmart store or whatever it might be. They have the in. They have the place maybe that's busy that they could then allow the youth group or your volunteers to come. Love on their customers, or maybe they could be a business that supplies the batteries that say, hey, I can donate, I can write it off. So much of this is just challenging the local community and starting from your body of Christ to say, hey, we want to grow. You can help us by very specific needs once you start looking at the program to say, oh, yeah, that would be a great idea we could do. But I challenge a youth group in a very simple slide that shows a youth group, maybe 15, 20 youth. I said, go out in the next couple of weeks, try to find Coke, and maybe you have, find Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi. I find it on sale, so you know maybe one person spends $3, $4 for a eighth or 12 pack, whatever. But now you bring it all back together. Now, all of a sudden, you got over 100 cans of soda. Throw it on ice, and maybe you got a local festival. We got Arch Street here in the middle of summer. It's on public streets. You pull the wagon, you need no permits because you're not selling a thing. It's so fast that you just pull the wagon. You love on people. Wherever that leads, you throw the cards. Before you know it, you're done. You pack up the wagon and enjoy the festival or the 4th of July or whatever it might be. The Christmas parade is awesome. Give away hot chocolate. Just be prepared to be mobbed. When you start yelling, we got free hot chocolate. And then there's a few tips. You do it at the end of the parade route before the parade starts. All the latecomers are coming, including those moms with kids in tow. Yeah, but there's still time. They're not being distracted by the floats. And just start yelling out and be prepared. You better have umpteen containers full of hot cocoa, the cups, the cards, and just have everybody ready because you're going to be inundated. In 20 minutes, you wish you had a truckload of hot chocolate because you're loving on so many people and shouting it out. Oh, we're Pilgrim Lutheran Church School, and we're, you know, this is all the kids here helping, and people just gobble it right up. We can be that light. We can remind people, and that's what we do at that event. Yeah, the ideas are there, but it takes somebody to actually take the program and then start out simple. Don't make it difficult.
You've been listening to His People on Pilgrim Radio. Many thanks to our guest, Lee Larson, Ministry Coordinator for the Acts 1-8 Ministry. Go to acts18.org. Thanks for listening, and I hope you can join us again on Monday at the same time for another edition of His People.